You are listening to some of the best music on the radio. AM 1240 WGBB.com and 1240 WGBB Freeport. We are WGBB, the station that serves your community.
The views expressed in the following program do not necessarily represent those of the staff, management, or owners of WGBB.
Good evening and welcome to the Instrumental Invasion for Thursday, February 10th, 2005. It's show number 31. I'm your host, Mike Shamari, and we are sponsored by Water Lilies Waterside Cafe. And just yesterday, I made a very nice donation to the station. I gave them a brand new computer. Yeah. That's Tom Ross, the program director. Dell Dimension 2400 beats the old computer, I'll tell you that. By the way, I'd like to thank, last week we had Ryan Grabo drive me here. Well, Dan Campanelli did it this week. He's a friend of mine. And I told a lot of people to listen to the show this week in an email, so hopefully they're all listening to the show right now, along with the people at Water Lilies and, of course, our regular listeners, including Tyrone. Our first song is by the Rippingtons. It's called Calypso Cafe. You're on the Instrumental Invasion on AM 1240 WGBB, the station that serves your community. Our number is 631-888-8811. And the website for the show is instrumentalinvasion.net. AM 1240 WGBB, Chuck Loeb with Simple Things, from Simple Things in 1994. Before that, the Rippingtons with Calypso Cafe from Moonlighting, which was their debut album in 1986. Kenny G was on that album, as well as David Benoit, but he wasn't on that particular track. I think Brandon Fields was on sax on that track. But let's go on to a Grammy-nominated artist, David Arkenstone. He's nominated for his album Atlantis. This is back in 1987, Valley in the Clouds. AM 1240 WGBB, Norman Brown with West Coast Coolin', from West Coast Coolin' in, September 21st is when it came out. Back when we were on Tuesdays. And before that, Grammy-nominated artist David Arkenstone with Valley in the Clouds, from Valley in the Clouds in 1987. Arkenstone is nominated for his album Atlantis in Best New Age Album, Vocal or Instrumental. And 4Play is nominated for Best Contemporary Jazz Album with their album Journey. We played from day one back in August, I think. And it'll be in a future Three of a Kind showcase. Also nominated, Don Grusin, who we heard last week with his album The Hang. Our phone number is 631-888-8811. And the show's website is instrumentalinvasion.net. We'll be right back with Jeff Lorber, who has an album coming out on Tuesday. Tonight's show is sponsored by Water Lilies. Do it now! We're back with Jeff Lorber, whose album Flipside comes out on Tuesday. This is back from 1982. It's called Warm Springs. You're on the Instrumental Invasion. AM 1240 WGBB, Kenny G with Midnight Motion from Duotones in 1986. Before that, I accidentally hit the wrong button, and out came Max's Boogie by David Benoit, which we're going to hear in a second. And before that, Jeff Lorber with Warm Springs from It's a Fact in 1982, featuring Kenny G on sax, back when he was known as Kenny Gorlick. Then he got rid of the Orlick and just called himself Kenny G. You know something I learned from the I Love the 90s Part Deux series is that Kenny G, back in 1996, I didn't even know this, he set the world record for holding the note the longest, 45 minutes and something. Wow. Well, now here's David Benoit with Max's Boogie. Here on AM 1240 WGBB, the station that serves your community, this is the Instrumental Invasion. Our website, instrumentalinvasion.net, and the phone number here, 631-888-8811. AM 1240 WGBB, Joyce Cooling with Daddy-O from Third Wish in 2001. Before that, Kenny G... No, David Benoit with... I'm looking at my playlist. David Benoit with Max's Boogie from American Landscape in 1997. And we found out exactly how long that Kenny G held that note. For 45 minutes and 47 seconds. Now here's Dave Grusin. I don't know how long you can hold a piano note. Probably not that long. With Southwest Passage. Here on the Instrumental Invasion on AM 1240. WGBB. I'm your host, Mike Shamari, and I always have been. And our number is 631-888-8811. The website is instrumentalinvasion.net. AM 1240 WGBB, Spyro Gyra with Feelin' Fine from In Modern Times in 2001. Before that, Dave Grusin with Southwest Passage from Migration in 1989. We only have one song left. It's from 1999, Earl Clue's song Peculiar Situation. This has been Instrumental Invasion number 31. I'm getting a call right now. Not a good time to get it. Well, wait, there it went. There it goes. I'll take it. I'll see you next week for show number 32. This has been Instrumental Invasion number 31. Dave Lefkowitz is next with Filler Up. Good night.